This is The Coacharium, where coaches go to grow. Coacharium, like a terrarium for coaches. It's the pocket-sized podcast for leaders who coach to gain skills and confidence. Welcome to The Coacharium.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of The Coacharium. If you haven't listened before, we're Dana, Wendy, and Gary. This is the smallest podcast spread over the longest distance, over 5,000 miles from here in Dallas via Boise, Idaho to London, England. Now, in each Coacharium episode, we discuss topics related to developing your leadership style and coaching approach. So, Wendy, what are we talking about today?
So, we are doing a series on self-awareness and assessments that you can take related to better understanding yourself. And in this episode, we're talking about MBTI, which is Myers-Briggs Type Indicator. And I think this is one that most of us have heard about for a long time. I know that the first time I took it was in my undergrad program, which was a long time ago. And then I took it again in my graduate program. And so for anyone who's thinking, oh, what is the Myers-Briggs? Did I take that? It would give you four letters that together make up your personality type. So for me, mine is ENFP. And the E stands for extroversion. So it's either extroversion or I for introversion. The next one is sensing versus intuition. So I have the N for intuition. And then thinking versus feeling. I have the F for feeling. And then judging versus perceiving. And so I have the P for perceiving. And both times that I took it, it was the same. The one difference was how my level of extroversion. So I remember when I took it in my undergrad program, it said I was only slightly extroverted. I think I was like one point towards the extroversion. And so I could go kind of either way. Now I have clear extroversion, which means well into that category, which is very interesting. And then the other one that's gone up or increased a lot is intuition. So that means I'm taking in information and from patterns and the big picture and focus on future possibilities, which is really interesting to me. So, Dana, what are the four letters that are correlated with you on the Myers-Briggs?
Yeah. Thank you, Wendy. This has been interesting. I took this the first time, I think it was in the late '90s, and then took it again several times after that. And it typically is ENTJ. There was one time when it came in ENFJ. But I do, after taking my strengths, which we talked about in an earlier episode, it's interesting because I'm one of those people that we at our corporate, in our culture, we had always had people take their Myers-Briggs and then that was it. They kind of knew them and that was it. Then we started using strengths. And the big question was, well, what's the difference between Myers-Briggs and strengths? And the way that it was described to me, which really helped, was that Myers-Briggs is like the neighborhood. Think of a community that you drive in where all the houses are kind of, maybe they look kind of similar. And then you go into each house and they're totally different. And what they say is your strengths are how the house is decorated. So what I liked about having Myers-Briggs and then doing my Clifton Strengths is I could layer them and look at both of them and think about how I show up at work and in my personal life. How about you, Gary?
So my profile on Myers-Briggs is INTP, which is quite classic for people that come from the background that I do as a strategy consultant, actually, or strategist. So I've always known that I'm quite deeply introverted. I don't always present as introverted, but I'm very, very comfortable in my own space on my own. The N and the T, the middle ones, I think, are, again, a little bit more close to the middle, I would guess. And then I'm a very extreme P. So Perception or judgment is P and J. P are people who kind of think in quite a chaotic way, but land on an answer. J are people that think in quite a structured way, sort of stepwise way, and they build through the steps to get to their answer. And my brain doesn't work like that at all. I was at a talk recently by Simon Sinek, and he said something that really resonated with me, which is he said, in my head, it feels like a pinball machine. And that's kind of what extreme P can feel a little bit like. I really like your description of Myers-Briggs against strengths, Dana. And I think for me, yeah, I think about there's 16 different profiles you can have in Myers-Briggs. And so to understand which of the 16 is helpful, and you immediately know that there's another few million people that share that with you. And so it does help you to sort of understand, okay, this is the kind of person I am. This is the kind of way I think. I think that strengths is a little bit more powerful in terms of how you can evolve over time. So I work with a lot of people where they knew their strengths for the first time 10, 15 years ago, and they're keeping evolving from role to role because they come back to, how can I use my strengths? I find Myers-Briggs a little bit more of a descriptor of a person rather than an understanding of tools they have at their disposal. I suppose that's how I'd think about it. But one of the things that Myers-Briggs has that I think is super useful and fun is that somebody has gone through and figured out which Star Wars characters go with each of the 16 profiles. And so I can exclusively tell our listeners, the three of us, where we sit.
Oh,
so
fun.
For Wendy,
yeah,
who is ENFP, that the character being assigned is Qui-Gon Jinn, who is the character played by Liam Neeson in the more recent Star Wars movies, and it's a profile called The Champion. And so I'm going to describe what it says here, and Wendy, you can tell me whether this is you.
Okay.
Enthusiastic, idealistic, inspiring and creative, actively advocate for what they feel to be important, attracting others to their causes with excellent people skills, warmth and positivity, excited by new ideas but tend to get bored with details, characterized by their ability to inspire and motivate others with their enthusiasm and passion for life.
Oh, I keyed in on the get bored with details, but excited by new ideas. Yes, that sounds perfect.
So, Dana, you're Princess Leia at ENTJ, and that's termed the executive. So that's described assertive, strategic, and decisive with a natural desire to lead intelligent and well-informed value, knowledge, and competence. Are quick to see illogical and inefficient systems and develop intelligent solutions in response, characterized by their ability to lead confidently and reach goals with excellence.
Yeah, I think when you talked about finding ways to make efficiency with the systems, that's always, that's a big thing on my mind. It's interesting because I'm thinking about our strengths that we talked about in the last session as you read those descriptors, and I can hear those come out as well, which I love to take things from good to great, which is my maximizer. And I heard that clearly in the description that you just read. So
yeah.
I think that's interesting. What are yours, Gary?
So INTP is Yoda.
Yoda. We're going to start calling you Yoda.
Thanks. Yeah.
And that's called the architect. Logical, original, reserved, and curious. Focus on ideas, theories, and explanations. Have a calm, serious exterior, but a deeply passionate soul. Appreciate and respect intelligence in others. Have a strong ability to stay on task. I'm not sure. Characterized by their ability to design sophisticated systems and theories that improve the lives of others. So, yeah, it's interesting. I think the logical really resonates with me particularly, and the reserved, I think, is really true. I'm really interested for people that have been listening for a while and know us, you know, quite well. If you've listened to, you know, many of our sort of past 80 to 100 episodes or so, what do you think? Do you hear that in us? And do, you know, reach out to us and leave comments on what you think. But you can just Google Myers-Briggs or MBTI and Star Wars, and you can find this little table with the 16 profiles, and it's rather fun to see which one you are.
Yeah, I never heard that before. I love that. I love that it gives a kind of a person, a persona to think about when you think about yourself. And that's really great. And how it really helps bring it to life. So thank
you. And I can tell you, by the way, that my wife is Darth Vader, which is ESTJ. And for some people in our audience, they might be Jar Jar Binks or Chewbacca. So they've really gone full on with all the characters. So I don't know whether you feel much very positive about being called out as Jar Jar Binks, but we'll see.
That's great. Well, just a quick note before we finish today. Most listeners have not yet followed our podcast. So every additional follower we get helps us to raise the profile of the podcast and bring you more episodes. You can find us now on LinkedIn as of about 2 weeks ago and join our community. And if you can do one thing for us today, then please hit the follow button and get updated whenever we put new content live. But if you can do a second thing for us today, could you share this podcast with a friend? Thanks for listening and tune in next time. Goodbye, Gary. Goodbye, Wendy.
Thanks, bye. Tina. Thanks, Wendy. See you soon.
This has been another episode of The Coacharium. Follow, like, and subscribe to our content to receive updates on future episodes. Join us again soon in The Coacharium.